With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, we talked a little earlier about golf and the horrible round that Ben DeArmond had and the web.com tour where he shot a 19 over par and took a 17 on one hole. That's bad. He laughed it off. And I haven't checked the scores to see how he's playing today, but
how's he doing?
I don't know. I'll have to check it in the web.com tour, but see how he's doing. But there's another golf story that's going around right now. And this one has people very upset and perhaps understandably so. We'll set the table here. Matt Kuchar, people know who Matt Kuchar is, pretty good professional golfer. He had a substitute caddy when he was playing at the Mayakoba Golf Classic. A local caddy, who they nicknamed El Toucan, was on the bag for Kuchar, and Kuchar got his first PGA Tour win in more than 4 years, and he was his caddy. His real name is David Ortiz. Not Big Poppy.
So that's what he's doing in retirement.
Yeah.
Huh.
Apparently, Ortiz had, there was a rumor circulating that he had only received $5,000 following Kuchar's win. Now, Kuchar won just a hair under $1.3 million for winning that tournament. He was... The rumor is he was offered and received, only received $5,000 for it. Now, typically in golf, caddies get 10% of the winning purse. So you would think that then you'd get almost $130,000. That wasn't the case. So he wrote a note to Matt Kuchar's agent and says, look, I'm not looking to disparage Matt or give him a bad name. Fair is fair, and I feel like I was taken advantage of by placing my trust in Matt. And he said that the response he got back from the agent was, hey, I'm out of the country. What Matt has offered is fair. So the story goes on to say Ortiz is a full-time caddy. He told, this guy Bamberger that he had hoped to make as much as $130,000 or the typical 10% a tour caddy makes if his player wins. However, he
felt, which is fair.
Sure. However, he felt $50,000 would have been fair compensation. It's a figure that he's been seeking from Kuchar since. And although he was offered an additional $15,000 for a total of $20,000, Ortiz declined. So the caddy says, you know, thanks, but no thanks. He said that he and Kuchar had an agreement for a $3,000 plus an unspecified amount of the player's winnings. And he was disappointed when he counted $5,000 in an envelope that Kuchar handed him that Sunday night. So now you found another story where it says about what was agreed upon.
Yeah, according to the New York Post, this came out a couple hours ago. According to Kuchar, they had an agreement that Ortiz would be paid $1,000 if they missed the cut, $2,000 if he made the cut, $3,000 if he finished top 20, $4,000 if he finished top 10. Now, he won it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So he gave him an extra $1,000. And according to Matt Kuchar, who, by the way, is notoriously cheap, according to a lot of people. This is now coming out. Here's what Kuchar said about giving him an extra $1,000 for winning the tournament. The extra $1,000 was a thank you. It was a great week. That was it. He gave him an extra $1,000. Now, Matt Kuchar is sponsored by Bridgestone. He's also sponsored by Skechers. He is worth $46,627,000, and he earned $1.152 last month alone for winning the Sony Open, and this cheap bastard gives an extra $1,000?
Well, I would say this.
It comes down to who do you blame here? Who's at fault?
Well, he also did offer an extra $15,000.
That's still BS.
Right, and then the guy refused to have it, which would have put it at $20,000 total. Now, what's happening here is that forget about how much he's worth and the sponsors that he's gotten, where he obviously gets money from that.
Workday, by the way, is another sponsorship.
It doesn't matter to me. For what matters here is that he got paid $1.3 million basically to win this tournament. My issue with this, because this is where a little give and take, they're both at fault here. The caddy agreed to terms before this thing began where he's like, look, hey, if I miss the cut, I'll give you $1,000. If I make the cut, I'll give you $2,000. If I make the top 20, you get $3,000. And, you know, we'll go from there. Right?
But he won the tournament game.
Well, I know, I understand. But I'm saying he sets this up 100%. Ahead of time. Where, okay, if he finishes in if a top 10, I'll give you $4,000. And the guy's like, sure, sounds good. Now, I'd have to go back and see what 10th place got in this tournament. But let's say, you know, 10th place gets, I don't know what it would have been, maybe $80,000 or something like that. Okay? So, he won it. So, what that would be $8,000 he would get out of that.
Sure.
Does he deserve more money? In my mind, absolutely. He deserves more money. But the caddy was dumb enough to agree to this. Like, he should have said, here's what he should have said. That sounds very fair, Mr. Kuchar. I appreciate that. And hey, you know what? What happens if you win? Hold on to a point on that.
No,
like,
but
okay,
I think he was thinking.
The Kuchar's going to be like, well, if I win, then you'll get, I'll give you $50,000.
No, but
and
I think,
be like, sure.
I think he was thinking that this is what I'm going to get paid to caddy for doing the actual job. And I think he was thinking, well, it's customary to tip, what, 10, 20%, whatever the case is.
10%,
and
yeah.
He would get the tips as well. The bottom line to me, Matt Kuchar is cheap, according to a lot of people. And if Matt Kuchar did not want this coming out, then he shouldn't have done it. And he's got a lot more to lose than the caddy. He looks like a cheap bastard, and he's kind of a villain in golf now. And I won't be surprised if some of the sponsorships decided to, I don't know, leave him. Not to mention, he said that extra grand was for a great week. An extra grand? You're worth $46 million bucks, bro. Come on.
I'm Team Kuchar 110%
Why?
On this. A, he started off by telling the caddy, hey, I'm cheap and this is all the money you're getting. The caddy's like, sure, I'm in. He offered the caddy an extra $15,000, and why he turned that down is beyond me.
Because he thinks he can, at a
tour caddies get 10%. Tour caddies. Right?
He was a tour caddy for that tournament.
We don't know. Did he just carry his bag? Kuchar might have called all the shots. He might not have gotten any information from him.
Caddy.
It doesn't matter. He carried his bag. And $5,000 for a week of work
is
great.
He's a caddy at that resort.
Right. That's not a tour caddy. So tour caddies are...
Yeah, but he was a caddy in an actual tournament.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
He's not a normal guy. So he said it beforehand. So why is anybody mad? This guy should have been like, no, I'm not doing it for $5,000. And he could have found somebody else that would have done it for $5,000. And then why turn down $15,000 more and then complain about it?
Because he thinks he should be getting paid normal, fair wages.
But he's not a normal caddy.
It doesn't matter. But it was at his clock.
It totally does.
It was at his clock that Kuchar won the tournament. Now, whether he called the
shots or not. No, it was on Kuchar's clock that he won the tournament.
So
the caddy did nothing. What did the caddy do? He carried his bag.
Be a good guy, Matt Kuchar. Give the guy what he's worth.
He told him what he was worth beforehand.
Yes. Tournament, though.
Hold on, Jeff. I would
not
say
for tips of winning it.
In agreeing a little bit with what Evan is having to say here, because the job that this caddy is doing, the job that Ortiz, the caddy, was doing in this,
Big Poppy,
is
Little Poppy.
Not the same job that a tour caddy would do in that this. And don't, because here's what the difference is. Tour caddies, like your normal caddy that you work with, you work out distances,
you know
your guy,
everything.
You know everything about the guy, you're going out and you're helping to read putts. I don't know if this guy was, I doubt that Matt Kuchar is going to let some club guy help him read a putt on the fourth.
Yeah, or suggest a 7-iron compared to an 8-iron.
So, yeah, but $1,000 tip though, come on.
I can get to that. I don't think he deserves the same amount of money that his normal tour caddy would get. Now, should he have gotten more than $5,000 and more than the $20,000 that he offered afterwards? Yes, but I don't think he deserves anywhere near the $130,000 that he thought he was going to get, because that's what tour caddies get, because you're not a tour caddy. But Kuchar looks like a cheap ass now.
But I don't think he cares,
thing. He says he's not losing sleep over it.
Yeah, I would.
He doesn't care.
And you say you think he's going to lose sponsorships. I don't think he's going to lose any sponsorships out of this. He's just going to be looked at as kind of a jerk. Like Patrick Reed looks like he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, all the time.
But that's not going to cost him sponsors.
Kuchar looks like a huge jerk.
But
here.
Why? Because he negotiated with him beforehand.
Yeah, but again,
and it's the caddy's part. If you negotiate with me that you and I are going to split the Mega Millions if you win, right? And
totally different though.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I think I deserve even more because you won, right? It's not any different.
No.
We had an agreement beforehand.
It's totally different.
And you live up to your agreement.
It's totally different
and
circumstances.
And he gave a bonus of $1,000.
It's totally different circumstances because he won the tournament. Meaning, usually when you win a tournament,
how much
you tip
think,
more.
What do you think would have been fair?
60 or 70 grand.
60 or 70 grand.
Yeah.
Okay. Would 50 grand be fair?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he wants. That's what the caddy says he wants. I don't blame the caddy for being pissed. And the other thing, too, is
I don't blame
hopefully
for being
this
pissed.
Is a lesson to other pro golfers. Don't be cheap with your caddies.
Well, right.
Or hopefully because,
well,
it gets out there.
Exactly, because it does get out there. I see blame on both sides of this. I think this caddy, Ortiz, or El Toucan, I think he deserves more than the $20,000 that was eventually offered to him. But I think that this is also – I have issues with somebody. Will you agree ahead of time, and you know that you're getting on the cheap here, and you're agreeing to it? That's on you a little bit too. But I would say he deserves more money. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Your thoughts on this? It's not a golf thing. It's just the only thing about golf is the 10%, which is the typical fee that the professional tour player would give his caddy if they win. Well, it's just on all purses, regardless of what place you come in. 10% goes to your caddy. In this case, Matt Kuchar gave the guy $5,000 in an envelope that night after he had just won $1.3 million.
That was the other thing, too.
And
how smarmy is that?
Professional golfer Matt Kuchar is really taking it on the chin right now from the people. Very upset that he only paid his caddy $5,000. Last month, I think maybe in December or in January, where it was, only paid his caddy $5,000 after he won the tournament and pocketed almost $1.3 million. Now, the caddy wasn't his normal caddy. The caddy was a guy who happened to be a caddy at that resort where he was playing at. And the caddy's name is David Ortiz. They called him El Toucan. So before round one, they agreed on, hey, I'll give you $1,000 if I don't make the cut. I'll give you $2,000 if I make the cut. I'll give you $3,000 if I make the top 20. I'll give you $4,000 if I make the top 10. And the caddy's like, sounds good. So they had an agreement. He goes out and wins the thing, gives him an envelope that night, and he put an extra grand in there, give him $5,000.
And he said it was for a great week.
Right. Typically, caddies get 10%, but those are the caddies that work with these golfers on a daily basis, and they're there, like they have their caddies for years.
Yeah, but this guy's not asking for 10%. He's only asking for 50 G's.
Well, hang on. He expected that he was going to get up to $130,000.
Sure, but he's settling for, what, $70,000, $80,000 less than that. I just think Matt Kuchar looks cheap. Very quickly, here's a Kuchar comment via the Golf Channel. So I certainly don't lose sleep over this. This is something that I'm quite happy with, and I was really happy for him to have a great week and make a good sum of money. Making $5,000 is a great week when he just made $1.3 million.
It is a great week, but, I mean, you got to kind of put it in perspective. And I think what people are maybe don't understand is how much a caddy can play a role in a golfer's success or failures. It's not just that they're just handing him the clubs. The guys that are on the bag with players for years, you know, Phil Mickelson had his caddy for forever. You know, Tiger had Steve Williams, and then he had Fluff before that and all that. Those guys know these players like the back of their hand. They know they work with them on the range. They know the distances. They're supposed to find the distances on the course. They know they help read greens or whatever. They do a lot of different things other than just hand the golfer a club.
Right, but don't you think this caddy, since he was a local caddy, knows that course?
I think he had knowledge of the course.
Absolutely.
Sure, I think he had knowledge of the course. Do I think that Matt Kuchar, PGA Pro, is letting that guy read greens for him? No, I don't. I do not.
Can't both things be true here? Matt Kuchar is being cheap, and the caddy's kind of being a baby about
it.
Because he negotiated. Maybe he's just a bad negotiator. Whatever the negotiations
horrible
were.
Horrible negotiator.
He agreed to
pot.
So are we arguing? Hold on one second. Are we just arguing the tip amount?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because
basically
he agreed to the $4,000 or $5,000 that he got.
No, but see, that's the thing. We are arguing the tip. That is exactly what we're arguing.
Just the tip?
It's just the tip and only the tip. Because he agreed to the what Gator laid out, $1,000 doesn't make the cut, $2,000, blah, 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 blah. But when you win a golf tournament, he's not asking for the customary $130,000 that he normally would have got, that Kuchar's normal apparent caddy would have got. All he wants is 50 G's out of the deal. And the reason he turned down 15 grand is because hopefully he
thinks... An extra 15 grand.
Right. Hopefully,
so it would have been 20 grand total.
It would have been 20. But he wants 50. And he's probably looking at it as, this is my one big payout. I did my job extremely well. Kuchar won the tournament. This is a rich guy that just made $1.3 million. And Carlos Monterrez had a great piece in the Freep. And if you actually go down to the breakout of the tip, it's 0.0038 slash 10 point. I mean, it is minuscule. Don't be a cheap ass, Kuchar.
Well, I think, Kang, you're right. Both sides are wrong in this. I think Kuchar is a cheap ass, and I think that this guy is blowing this thing way out of proportion and looking like a crybaby on it because he's an idiot for negotiating that deal in the first place.
But if it gets him paid, who cares?
He's not.
It might.
Kuchar's not going to pay him. Kuchar's like, I'm not going to lose any sleep over this. See, I gave the guy extra money, and we offered him another 15 grand on top of that, and he turned it down.
But you
the guy's
won
an idiot. Three.
Hey, Gator,
so what?
It's ridiculous.
Question. If you were to ask me, hey, Evan, build me a website, right? And I'm like, okay, $800. Let's say that website turns into a $20 million website.
Nice.
Am I supposed to get more money?
No.
I agreed to a flat fee on it.
You would hope that Gator would cough up a couple extra pennies.
Sure, no, because I did the work already. It's done. It's over with. You agreed to a fee.
This is why we agree on things here.
Yeah, but there's no customary, just real quick, there is no customary tip on building a website that has success. There is a customary tip that when you win a tournament, you give 10%.
To your caddy.
It doesn't matter.
To some club guy who's out there.
This guy was his caddy for the weekend.
But he didn't do the same job.
How do you know? You have no idea.
Well, I'm assuming that. I sure as hell don't assume that he's doing the same job that his normal everyday caddy does.
And if I'm a pro, I would never want that guy working for me because all he's going to do is run his mouth.
All he's doing is running his mouth, and he's talking about it now. That guy is ruining himself for next year when a tournament comes there again and somebody doesn't have a caddy, and what do they want? Oh, this guy won it last year? Awesome. Maybe not.
No, yeah, but he won it.
I'm not disagreeing.
And according to one of the articles, apparently he's getting more work now as a caddy because he actually helped Kuchar win it.
Yeah, well, I'm not arguing that Kuchar's cheap. I think he's cheap as hell, and I would have certainly given the guy more than $5,000 in an envelope. I would absolutely have given him more than that. But he's a cheap ass, so he's a cheap ass. And this guy's a dumb ass. Let's go to the phone.
Cheap ass or dumb ass?
I think they're both wrong. Justin's on a cell phone. Justin, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Rieger, you stole my dang thunder, man.
Why? Sorry.
That was my point. He is the club caddy there. He's on that course all the time. You can't tell me that he wasn't telling Kuchar how to read those greens, distances, stuff like that.
I find it hard to believe that Matt Kuchar is going to allow him to influence what he is going to do.
Would he be the perfect person, though? I mean,
for you or me, I'm sure absolutely 100%. I would doubt knowing the ego. Look, this guy is a cheap ass. You don't think he's got an ego, too? I don't think he's going to allow or defer to the caddy.
You're probably right.
So that's why I think it's different than he's not a typical caddy. He's a guy who's basically there to pick up the bag and haul the bag around the head. I need my 5-iron. Give him my 5-iron.
Even if it was that, by the way, Justin.
Let me say this. I could be completely wrong, Justin and Jeff. I could be completely wrong.
But that's okay.
And maybe this guy had a lot more of a role in this than I think he did, but that's
my thought. He won the tournament. I think he's the reason why he won that tournament.
And you might be right, Justin. My whole point is just give a little more than what's expected, or even not what's expected. If it's expected to be 10%, if he would have given 7%, 6%, at some point, just be a good dude, man. You got the money. I'm not telling you how to spend it. This guy helped you win a tournament.
Eventually, it ended up being 15 grand more, which was 20 grand total. Now,
Still severely underpaid.
To normal caddies, but to some guy who just literally picked him up off the street, you know, it's like...
This wasn't the guy from Billy Madison, or Happy Gilmore, rather. The dude with the beard. This wasn't that guy.
It's Tin Cup.
I heard Adam Sandler tip more.
I need somebody here. You go ahead. All right, here we go. Chuck's in Waterford. Chuck, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
I think you guys are right. They're both a little bit at fault. But let's start at the caddy's point of view. When he negotiated the contract, he was probably thinking, hey, I'm going to get future business because I'm now a caddy for a pro player on the PGA. He'll be able to go to bars and have a great old time. If he knew about the 10% standard, then he should have put it in the contract. The golfer just lived up to his agreement.
He gave him a 25% bonus from going from 4 to 5,000. And by offering him another 16 on top of the 4, he's actually giving a 400%. You can play with numbers all you want.
Right. You can do it that way, or you can look at the other way. And look, like 20 grand it seems great, but when you're comparing that to the 130 grand that his actual caddy would get, it still looks cheap in hindsight, and yet it's 20 grand.
But you got to remember, at the time they signed the agreement,
yeah.
Well, I don't think they signed anything.
Yeah, there is no sign. It's just
a verbal. Forget it. Yeah. I'm going to hire somebody else.
Chuck, no, but you're right. You should negotiate it better.
Needless to say, he did a good job. Kuchar won the tournament, so I think the caddy, David Ortiz, did a fine job. It still comes back to me. Don't be a cheap ass, Kuchar. Just tip the guy what he's worth.
Well, but he is cheap. If he's notoriously cheap, then that's what he is.
You think this screws with his image?
Yes, I think it does, because now everybody knows that he's cheap. Christy's on a cell phone. Christy, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm still going here, rambling on while you guys have me on hold.
Oh, boy.
I just keep going to this point, the carrying the bag guy. I know that you probably are not an avid golfer. I'm not myself. But why not grab a good-looking, you know, college student and have him grab the bag, if that's all it is? Why not pay him $5,000? That won't even cover tuition for one of his classes. I mean, you're obviously at a resort. You took your pick of the litter, and you used and abused him. Let's call it what it is. You're right. He's not going to lose anything.
How did he abuse? Wait. You said use and abuse. How did he abuse him?
Well, question. You don't think that he's done this several times before to get where he is, to make his $46 million as the man that he is? You don't think that he's ever applied these type of things to his life to get where he is?
What, do I think
absolutely.
He's cheap? I think he's cheap. I don't think there's any abuse in that. I think Kuchar's absolutely cheap, but it's not abuse.
You don't think that he's a capitalist in any way that he knew that he could get away with?
How is that abuse?
Giving this guy less money.
That's not abuse. It just makes him a cheap dude.
Is kind of abuse.
It's not abuse.
Absolutely.
How is this person hurt by being offered 20 grand?
Well, first of all, Gator, because it's way below what anybody else would have been offered.
It's not abuse.
It could have been abuse because Kuchar knew he could take advantage of this guy by not paying him as much.
He's
I agree
cheap.
With Christy. I think it's a hell of a call.
He's cheap.
Hell of a call.
It's not abuse.
It's abuse. Abuse when you don't get 130
it's not abuse.
And you only get 5.
It's a blow to his ego. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I thought this
Pocket
was a good guy
book.
And he just went cheap on me? Really? This guy sucks. It's not abuse. This is 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.